gentlemen. Item number 21, please.
Item number 21, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to carry over $500,000 into Object 8588, Other Capital Outlay Expenses of the Department's operating budget for additional inspection and repair of the arid and show domes upon approval of an appropriation transfer. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. As the clerk said, the department is requesting in a fund transfer that will be coming to transfer $500,000 in 2013 to our 8588 major maintenance account. And then we're also asking for the authority to immediately allow DAS and the department to carry it into 2014 to do some more work at the domes.
Thank you, Mr. Keegan. Supervisor Roman West has moved to adopt. Yep. And she also says go domes. That's, they're in her
yeah,
district.
Yeah, you know, now we've got it, you know, just a kind of a double whammy happening over there.
Any comments? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you could clarify how much more work is being done at the domes and the cost.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we're currently in the tropical dome. That was the worst one. We're a little over $200,000 with the professional services and the contractors and all that. We've taken a look, had some initial inspections done on the aerodome and the show dome by Grafe, and we need to go into those. And so I'm looking at potentially up to $250,000 per dome. So it's, you know, not as, like I said, it's not as serious as what the tropical dome was, but I'd rather be safe than sorry, get there now instead of having to go there a year from now and having to get it going again. So we're ready to go.
Mr.
Contractors are on site.
Mr. Keegan, are you indicating that for the tropical dome, which had the most serious problems, you've spent or looking towards spending up to $200,000?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, it'd probably be around $225,000.
Okay. And for the other domes, it would be a similar amount or more?
I'm just trying to
say $250,000.
I'm just leaving $250,000 budgeted.
Okay.
Just it gives me the flexibility to do what I need to do.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm supportive of the project and the transfer. But just want to understand, like, when we see the comptroller's report, item 8, and the departments don't show surpluses in October or now, I can understand how, for the current period, maybe we reached an agreement with the comptroller that there was another item and how we sort of reconcile it. But would the department not have had a $500,000 surplus in October to report?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, earlier this spring we were suffering revenue shortfalls because of the wet, colder spring. We were a little slow in our golf and all that. We were expecting, you know, we were looking at $600,000 projections. So we were cutting back on our other side, on our spending to help offset like we normally do. And late, you know, in September or August, September, when we started seeing this issue in the tropical dome, instead of spending more money, we just, you know, are going back and bringing people in on the fall and spending the money that was coming in. We just continued to hold back on that spending. So that's where it wasn't really reflective in the October report, but it was more starting to be more realized in the November, December, because the monies weren't going out and our revenues were strong coming in.
Okay, I think so. You're telling me that there really wasn't, the surplus didn't really develop until more recently.
Correct.
In the later
half of the year.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I just I regularly see stuff like this where I'm like, oh well, that was convenient. The department, you know, was able to absorb something, but for anyone else who was reading the report, they never would have seen it, sort of seen all that coming, and yet. Whenever we tell the department to absorb something, not your department necessarily, but departments in general, we're told how tight things are. So I rely on that comptroller report to really have a sense of where things are. So I appreciate the explanation.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Supervisor Roman West has moved to adopt. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you.